But by understanding that seeing is not thinking, that is helpful too, because it's true. Seeing cannot be thinking. So there must be seeing and then thinking later. Rolling down.
What do you mean by rolling down? It's just fast, continuous
so
down.
Okay. Never stay.
Since the thinking about things is arising by condition.
Yep.
Another moment of thinking about how thinking about it is an obstacle, it seems like you're just increasing it. Because the thinking is arising by condition, so therefore just keep that in mind and not think about, oh, every time I think about the story I get away from visible object. And so the thing is to reflect as much on just how conditioned it is, and there's no one doing it.
It being what?
Consideration of true reality.
Or maybe thinking is not a problem.
Even if it's a problem, you can't stop it.
Maybe
so
it's not a problem.
Yeah, well, that's it.
You say that it's a problem.
It's not a problem.
Not
that's
a problem.
What I'm saying.
I also think there's an underlying idea that thinking is a problem.
I agree with you, thinking is not the problem, but maybe underlying that, there is still the belief that thinking is a problem. And what good does that thought do? I don't understand.
Maybe there's always conditions for thinking about problem.
Yes. I hear you using the expression dhammanu dhamma patipada. Is that correct?
Dhammanu dhamma patipati.
So this just means practice according to Dhamma?
What practice? Dhamma.
Like understanding according to Dhamma.
What Buddha taught is about realities, but we forget, we take it for I. But actually, he taught about Dhammas.
So Dhammanu Dhamma Patti Patti.
So if we're always inclined to think about problems, then there's nothing that can be done about that, of course, but it's just thinking.
There can be the understanding of that moment as just thinking. The only way to understand reality as it is, thinking is thinking.
But when in our case it's about someone that's close to us, or it's a problem that's close to our own life.
Thinking.
Just thinking.
Yeah. And a problem becomes a problem when thinking about it. So it doesn't matter how close, how...
If there's no thinking, there's no problem. No thinking about it.
So the thinking is the problem.
Mode of thinking.
Wrong thinking.
Wrong thinking, you mean just akusala.
Well, you said a problem becomes a problem when there's thinking about it. So that means the thinking is the problem.
Exactly.
You take it for a problem, but actually it's not. If you don't take it for a problem, right. It's just thinking.
Can I ask a question that a friend asked us in Australia, and I don't know whether the answers he gave were correct. In the sense door process, the Panchadwara Vajana Citta, the sense door averting consciousness before seeing, is Kriya Citta. And the question is, why isn't it also Vipaka Citta? You know the question already. Because... It was a new question for me, but not for you, because if there's no Panchadwara Vajana, there's no seeing consciousness. So what's the answer?
Yeah. The Vipaka has two kinds, Kusala Vipaka and Akusala Vipaka. But the Panchadwara Vajana Citta can experience, no matter it's pleasant or unpleasant object, so it cannot be just Kusala Vipaka or Akusala Vipaka, because it can experience all kinds
of visible object
and other objects through the five domains.
However, we could say that seeing consciousness only arises to see visible object according to karma, as a result of karma. Mm-hmm. But the Panchadwara Vajana, which is not a result of karma, is always followed by sense door consciousness, by anantra pachya and other conditions. So how calm it has to be followed by a karma conditioned citta when it's not conditioned
so
by karma itself?
So when the deeds have been done,
yes,
no result at all?
There's result, yes.
What are those results?
Vipaka, yes. Such as seeing, mm-hmm, or hearing, and
mm-hmm,
so on.
Yeah.
And of course, we can then go on to say that karma can only bring its result if there are other supporting conditions in effect, such as
the preceding citta of karma, which one will bring result, not by its will, but by conditions.
By upanisara and by anantra, so there has to be that preceding one.
I'm wondering why the question at all, whether the panchadwara is kriya and not vipaka. It's just the way it is. But apparently even Achan has been faced with such a question. How does it arise, such a question?
Why do people ask this
Why
question?
Do people ask
this? Do they understand Dhamma as Dhamma?
I mean, I wouldn't ask. I just take it that it's the way it is.
If they don't understand, lots of questions about why, why this, why that.
Well, I think it's quite a valid question, because we know that the experiencing of visible object is a result of karma. So if the experiencing of visible object is a result of karma, how come the first citta in the sense door process, which experiences that visible object, is not the result of karma? Because the panchadwara vajana also averts to it, so it also has visible object as its object.
But not as vipaka.
No, not as vipaka.
Because it does not see.
No.
Just know what's there.
Right.
Right now. But seeing is always vipaka. I didn't hear.
Right now.
Yeah, right now.
And I think the sense door process, panchadwara vajana, is always followed by the sense door experience, and only the tadaramanas may not arise, but all the other cittas will always follow after panchadwara vajana, won't they?
And this is the way to develop right understanding, not meditation.
The self wants to do something special, I think.
To know what? Not to know anything, not to understand anything. Just want to do, to get something.
Our accumulations to want to do something different or special.
They have no purpose at all to do it. What for? Not to understand reality at all. At all.
Well, loka is there for everything. But for someone who believes that he can go out there and experience Dhamma better than here, I think that's because he has wrong understanding.
He doesn't know that this moment is Dhamma that should be known and developed.
He might say that this moment could be better known, or that this moment can be known, but accumulated panya is not sufficient. So he might think that Dhammas can be observed, can be seen more clearly if a particular effort is made for that purpose.
Out of the blue?
Same Dhammas that all the time, right?
No understanding of anything at all.
And what's the condition for the panya to arise? Not just a quieter place, you know. It's starting with Parigati.
But we like being here rather than Bangkok.
That's lopa. But you wouldn't say the Saturday discussions move to here.
You like it here, but you don't think that in order to develop more awareness you better be here rather than in the city.
You could be anywhere.
Right. That's the difference.
Because it's more natural?
Here? No. It's just not more natural, but pleasant.
Pleasant. John, when you teach on the radio, do you have a set idea week to week when you teach? What do you teach?
I think that it's like talking about Dhamma, and I know that it should be stage by stage. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If people do not have any foundation of understanding Dhamma at all, it's impossible to talk about Satipatthana or other subjects.
So what would one program be about, as an example?
No, it's all about the development of insight, mm-hmm. starting from hearing about Dhamma and really understand what Dhamma is. From the very beginning, that can be proven each moment, like seeing and hearing. I don't stress much about the difficult terms in Tipitaka, because I know that nobody can get that at all if there is no understanding at the very beginning.
When we talk about knowing kusala and akusala in the development of vipassana, you always stress, and the teachings always stress, that first of all there has to be the clear understanding of nama and rupa first, otherwise of course all dharmas are taken for self. However, in the development of samatha, it's stressed there has to be the understanding of kusala and akusala from the beginning, even though, of course, in this development, dharmas are taken for self. I'm just thinking about why in development of samatha it is stressed about understanding kusala and akusala from the beginning, but not in development of vipassana.
Because what is samatha?
Calm, kusala.
Kusala. So kusala. If there is no understanding about the difference of kusala and akusala, how can kusala develop?
Right, okay. So in the development of vipassana, of course this kind of kusala is also known, but there's no understanding of nama and rupa. It's just like in samatha, taken for self, for example, my metta or my karuna, but still there is that kind of conceptual level of understanding of kusala and akusala.
With understanding of dhamma or without understanding of dhamma?
Without understanding of dhamma, and therefore it cannot be the beginning of development of satipatthana. Just like conventional understanding of kusala and akusala.
Any moment kusala arises, it's karma, but it's my karma.
That's the answer, yes. And also, following from Sukin's questions about wrong view, we tend to have an idea about wrong view being with regard to a story about something, like wrong view that I can control this or that. But actually, wrong view doesn't even have to be with regard to concepts. In fact, panya even can arise in sense or process, so can wrong view. So it isn't just with regard to a set of concepts as we're used to thinking. Is that correct?
If there is no dhamma at all, can there be wrong view?
If there's no dhamma, there can't be any wrong view.
But whenever there is attachment with the idea of my or me or self, it's wrong view. Even you don't say anything.
And even you don't have any idea. So right. I'm just hearing that even wrong view can arise in a sensed or process gives one an idea of just how subtle it is and just how much development there has to be for it to be eradicated just at that moment of experiencing visible object. Before there's any thinking or mind or process, wrong view can slip in, I believe.
Does a sotapanna know that this is lying?
Conventionally, yes, but in reality, no idea of lying. But he still has lying in his teeth.
Yes,
no confusion.
Confusion. Everyone knows because nobody can stop the cessation of citta
and sexual mind or process.
So the panna also know this is lying. Is there any wrong view
is
permanent?
No,
it's not dhamma. It's not a reality which is experienced. Yes. This is a bit difference between sotapanna and putujana.
So are you saying that most of the time a putujana when recognizes a lime, it's with wrong view?
To show how different wrong view and attachment is. For example, a sotapanna does like lime, but no wrong view. While the other, the putujana, likes it. And when there is wrong view, it's permanent. It's something, say, permanent. For sotapanna, it's gone completely.
But what about even before there's any idea of the lime, even at the moment of seeing visible object, that because if wrong view can even slip in a sense or process?
Sotapanna knows correctly when it's wrong view and when it's not wrong view.
What is putujana, when there's strong attachment, is it more likely to be a condition for wrong view also?
Who knows the citta, the rolling impermanent realities?
But it does seem like that.
Well, you're saying it seems like that in practice, or we have that idea.
I have that idea.
Yeah, I have that idea. But it could be just another one of those ideas. Wrong ideas.
conditions of wrongdoing.
Right.
The proof is that when Panya can understand a reality at a time, then one can see exactly whether there is wrong view attached to that object as I or self or not. For example, now there is hardness appearing. Usually it's hard, and then there's the idea about something instead of knowing that it's just an element which is experienced. But for a sotapanna, whenever hardness appears before becoming a sotapanna, the panya has to know exactly whether taking that for I or not, because nothing else, just that, one doorway at a time. So in order to know exactly whether there is wrong view with what doorways, it has to be that level of panya. Otherwise, we keep on talking about the very, very rapidly change from a reality to another reality from moment to moment.
That's why you always remind us to not think about Dhamma which has passed, but what's arising now. That's almost like one of the kinds of grasping we want to have an explanation for something some just arises. And explanations is not the understanding, it's just
and
something that satisfies
us.
When we talk about paying attention to the visible object or something, is that referred to attachment?
Attention is not lobha, manasikara. And we use the term yoniso manasikara or ayoniso manasikara. So it's the manasikara, wisely or unwisely, with panya or without panya.
Because even if the visible object is unpleasant, they would still be paying attention to it.
Manasikara can be kusala, kusala, but yonisoma manasikara is unkusala. Manasikara, the chetasika arises with every citta, so not just kusala, kusala, also vipaka or kriya, but when we're referring to yoniso or ayoniso manasikara, we're referring to
wholesome
or unwholesome set of cittas.
Yeah. So no sao who is thinking. So at this moment, no pain, no disease, no sickness. When one can understand each reality at one time, like seeing as seeing, hearing as hearing, thinking as thinking, we can call it different names, but actually it's only unpleasant feeling through body. That's all.
You're saying not just now.
Not just now.
It can be even all the time. Depends on what you think.
Yeah.
We can think ourselves to become sick, you know. Mm-hmm. Anything we can think.
And if we know about the rupa, which lasts only 17 moments of citta, we can see that no one can control whether it will condition the pleasant or unpleasant bodily feeling at all. It depends on kamma or citta or uttu and ahara, and very short. The lifespan of rupa is so short.
I'm curious, in the hell realms, are there pleasant feelings?
Even the jakuminyana accompanied by upekha are tukamasa, but the bodily arise so often that it
overwhelms.
It's like when the Domanasa arises, even seeing and hearing is accompanied by Atukamasukha Ubekha, but it does not appear as that.
So it's like when someone has a long story about people, or the same with a sickness, the problem is the thinking, it becomes the thinking at that moment. I remember almost when I first stayed with Ajahn, I had a bad cold, and she reminded me that when one thinks about it, it makes a problem seven times worse. Why seven?
Seven Javanas.
So thinking about it, one moment of experiencing unpleasant bodily feeling, experiencing rupa, and then seven Javanas, thinking with dosa about it. So the thinking makes that bodily experience seven times worse.
But it's never just seven.
More than, so because many draw processes, 100,000 times worse.
The opposite is true too. Pleasant feeling. but imperfect.
But that's dukkha.
That's dukkha. That's what that's.